Hello, Wellness Warriors. Welcome to a brand new day. This is Dr. Katrina Niesker, and I am a physical therapist and health coach. So I am coming to bring you joy and love and help you learn and grow on your path of wellness on the four pillars of mind, body, spirit, and soul. Please know that this is not to be a replacement for medical advice from your primary care physician or your medical team. Each of us has unique DNA and health histories that may need special testing and guidance in order to implement some of these things safely and effectively for your unique situation. But I look forward to learning and sharing and growing alongside with you, and I hope you get a lot from the show. Love you. Hello, warriors. Today we are going to talk about intellect. So intellect is the faculty of reasoning and understanding objectively, especially with regard to abstract or academic matters. I feel like most of our society and upbringing gave false definitions and pretenses of what intelligence was. In school, they tell you how to regurgitate information. You're just supposed to memorize and then spit it back on a test, or on a piece of paper, or on a piece of homework to get a score. People pulling all-nighters and just really doing what they need to do in order to pass. But to really learn and absorb the information, you need repetition, and you need to be able to apply it and use it in different contexts. But our world and education system does not foster that creativity or allow it. God forbid you question why something is the way it is, for then you are defiant and stubborn. You don't fit the mold, and you are rebellious and a troublemaker because you just don't accept things as they are. It is what it is, because I said so, type of mentality. We see how that's served our world. But that is part of the split in society right now. We have generations of rule followers that are just accepting the information from the quote-unquote authority figures, the MDs, the government, the education institutions, the military. But what if those people are just regurgitating the exorbitant amounts of information they had to ingest, not having time or energy to even process or question where these facts were coming from, not being able to dig deeper and to see if there were other quote-unquote facts left out, or if the quote-unquote facts were actually manipulated data or delivered in a way to convey importance when in actuality it was hiding the lack of importance. And also these big stipulations and dogmatic thinking, if they were questioned, they were cast out or possibly threatened, kicked out of the military or out of college or out of their residency if they questioned the people above them because that was seen as disrespectful. I feel like true intelligence is being able to critically think and also seeking truth, seeking to prove yourself wrong instead of right. For there is always researcher bias, and you will always be able to find information backing your opinion. But what about the other side? Are you listening to understand or to be understood? Are you emotionally intelligent? Are you empathetic? Can you critically think and defend your thoughts and opinions without being defensive, attacking, condescending, or abrasive? Can you differ in opinions without casting those that disagree out as subpar, not worthy, or even questioning their level of humanity and dignity just because they have a different opinion? I think our world needs a reality check on what intellect is. I love Jim Quick's quote that it is not how smart you are, it's how you are smart. We all have strengths and weaknesses. We all learn and thrive in different ways. We all understand and comprehend in different ways. So let us be more compassionate and empathetic. Let us lead each other as teachers as if we were all a classroom of uneducated children, just trying to survive, because that, my friends, is exactly what we all are. We are all God's children here on earth, the playground of reality, trying to get along, trying to figure out this really complicated thing called life, trying to fit in, trying to survive, trying to thrive, trying to be happy, healthy, and holy, trying. So reach out your hand, your heart, your soul to that person next to you, no matter if they're vaccinated, Trump lovers, dog owners, cat owners, fish owners, renters, college kids, retired parents, single, divorced, etc. We are all humans. It's hard to be actually intelligent. Be intelligent anyways. For on your last day here, you would be glad your legacy was that of a teacher and a leader and not of a condemner and a hater. And that's all for today from Dr. K. All right, Wellness Warriors, I hope you enjoyed that show. And please know that I do want to learn and grow. So please comment, like, share, subscribe if you got anything from that or if you didn't. I want to learn and know. And hopefully other people do as well. And just remember that this is for informational purposes only and not to replace seeking care or guidance from a medical provider. I wish you well along your journey and look forward to hearing from you next time. Take care. I love you.